Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning our effort to control feed costs as we move through the next several months. Number one, you're going to have to work with your nutritionist, because I think there needs to be careful evaluation, particularly with our lactation diets, to determine which of the additives that were currently added are really necessary to maintain the level of milk production that we'd like to see in our herd. Second thing I think that's really important to evaluate is the forage percentage in the diet. Most of the time, the forages on our dairies are forages that we have raised and we have in inventory. So carefully evaluate what you have in inventory. Normally, our diets for lactating cows are balanced with about 50% forage on a dry matter basis. What if you start moving that percentage up? We usually move about 1 pound of dry matter per step, and we usually wait about 3 to 4 days in between taking steps. Basically, what we're looking for is the balance point, and this will depend on the digestibility and the nutrients that the cows can actually derive from the forages that you're currently feeding. Second thing I guess I would encourage you to look at is the number of animals that you're actually trying to milk today and the number of animals that you're actually feeding. So depending on the target for the amount of milk we want to ship each month, maybe reducing cow numbers is a way to control overall feed costs on our dairies. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to do what they can to minimize feed costs as well as increase milk production in their dairy herds.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.